Tanya's written a really great feature piece in the Rocky Mountain Outlook about the aftermath of the Canmore explosion 7.5 months later.
A lot of really frustrated people. Immediately after the explosion on June 26th, there were 18 homes affected, and homeowners who had to be out of their home for any period of time from 6 weeks to still out of their homes now, 7 months later. I think at the time, there was a lot of relief that a house blew up and no one died.
Yeah.
7 months later, people are still struggling. While this was an insurable event, it doesn't mean that it's not been a frustrating and negative experience for them, and they're not going through something of an ordeal.
One house was completely destroyed, but there are a number of houses that were extremely damaged. And I understand even the contents of many of these houses were affected.
That's sort of the level of detail I was able to get down to in this story. While the amount of detail I would really love to be able to present to the public from the province about the explosion, certain questions like how much damage was caused? Why wasn't 911 called? Why wasn't anyone evacuated?
There's a lot of whys that I think haven't been answered in this yet.
So this is a neighborhood built in the mid-70s. Mm-hmm. At that time, they did use asbestos in the ceilings. The way it was phrased to me by an expert is, you know, if you leave it alone, it leaves you alone. But the minute asbestos gets disturbed,
like by an explosion?
It's not just the asbestos that was in the house that exploded. Some of these houses, when they were shaken off their foundations, had a tiny particulate from their attics permeate the homes. Ugh. And the experience of some homeowners is, after that day, they have not seen their belongings again and never will, because the entire contents of those houses that had that asbestos remediation done by these cleanup crews, it was everything goes to the dump. For me, as a practical, pragmatic, reduce, reuse, recycle person, can't I just throw those dishes in the dishwasher?
These are people's belongings. These are people's, you know, cherished possessions, and they're all gone now. You have to start from scratch again. I mean, people just living their daily lives, that's got to be a huge stress, just trying to rebuild after an explosion like that. And I think for everyone else who's gone on with their lives, it's something that we might have forgotten about. So it's great that you've highlighted this in this article here.
That's what I was going for. Job done.